Hi, this is Robert Hillis, and I'm going to read from my poetry book, Slow Ascent, Shaped by the Wind. We drive north of Carbondale Lookout and past trees shaped by the prevailing wind. Beneath the surface, history grows, and the earth collects each thing that dies, willing to hold all that time has let loose. Pine trees lean east as if in motion, caught mid-flight like fleeing animals, except unlike us, trees and plants are joined to the earth by restless roots, grasping dark soil. You drive briskly and lean over and squeeze my knee. You say, I love you. And I forget history boiling beneath us, forget the birth of coal, think only of your warm hand as it seeks the soft spot above my knee, pushing gently like a root taking hold. 72 virgins. A promise is easily broken, and yet men die for the promise of 72 virgins in the afterlife. But they are really dying for the quiet in their heads. We are divided by our God, ruined by belief, each of us a product of the swollen, bitter earth. It slipped through our fingers, and we are buried in it, returned to all that clay. The earth goes on circling the sun, spinning through space so exactly clocks can be set to it. But look for God elsewhere. What is God in us is not as God in other creatures, not even God in God. What is God in us promises 72 virgins, because such promises are never binding. Close your eyes at night and listen to the whispers. They are all you have. Try to make a God out of that. But God is a kite uselessly caught in the branches of a dying tree. All that God is good at is keeping an almighty distance.